Radio Moments, David Lloyd.
So we say happy 68th birthday this week to someone who's played a huge role in UK radio, both on the mic and in a suit too, and he's still at it.
Well, we're losing Ben Healy on 242 for a couple of days today. Here's one of his big favourites from the new 242 Smart Chart. And you actually, in fact, done at 49.
And at 5-1, we go to the lunchtime sports stands to join Hugh Keevans of the Scotsman. Welcome back, Hugh.
Welcome back to you too, Richard.
Oh, that was a brilliant build-up by Scotland and a simply wonderful goal by Gordon Strachan.
Happy birthday, Dr. Dick, Richard Park from Capital Magic, Clyde, Pirate Radio Scotland, and now an executive at Global Radio. He was born in Fife this week in 1948. It's 14 years this week since the BBC was launching another one of its national networks, and this one was codenamed Network Y.
This is Six Music from the BBC.
Good morning, it's Monday, the 11th of March 2002, and you're listening to Six Music from the BBC. My name is Phil Jupitus. I'll be your host for the next year. How are you doing? As you probably know, we've been having something of a vote on the internet for the first record to be played on Six Music, and you're probably wondering, Phil, who's won?
I love the way we used to refer to the internet. The launch of BBC's Six Music this week in 2002. Pictures on the radio really work, don't they? And this guy is a contemporary music jock who does that effortlessly. This week last year, he hosted his last show on Radio 1.
This record reminds me of so many smiling faces every time I've been at a Killers gig, or when I used to play it as a DJ in the first few years when I used to play nothing but indie records. This is just the crowd smiling. It will ever be that way.
The last Zane Lowe show on Radio 1 this week in 2015.
Right, last song. This is the only one I've chosen tonight. Now, you could get emotional, or you could just shake it out. One band has been a constant for me throughout this whole journey.
And from one great to another, it's 48 years since this broadcaster hosted his first night ride on Radio 1.
And I wish we could play more of that, but after hearing that, I'm sure you'll want to see Ustad Vilyad Khan this Sunday. And he was played sitar, of course, on that, and Manik Rao played tabla. And that was Raga Yaman from Number 7 in the Music of India series. Last number coming up now from the Occasional Word Ensemble. Pete Roach on harmonica again, Rick Saunders, playing guitar and singing, the Georgia Skin Game.
The days when we used to call songs numbers. John Peel. By this week in 1976, the original tier of commercial radio stations was reaching the end of its rollout, and on the 8th of March 1976, it came to Reading.
And on behalf of all of us here at our studios in Calcot, Reading, it's my pleasure to greet you on this, our first day of transmission, as local independent radio reaches everyone in the Reading and Thames Valley area.
We've only just begun.
Radio 210 Thames Valley Broadcasting, launching in Reading in 1976. The station became Radio 210, then 210 FM, and then after 33 years became Heart. And back in those days, the regulator, the IBA, was desperately keen that ads and programming should be separated. And so some stations like 210 played a sounder between the two, just to make absolutely sure.
Thinking about furniture or fabrics?
No, I'm not actually. I bet those divider noises got very annoying. Mind you, so did the ads.
Super news for hard-working housewives. Here's how you can save time and money on eggs and milk. Have them home delivered.
Goodness. One of the early commercial radio greats died this week in 1999. Adrian Love.
LBC 97.3 Stereo, where news comes first.
Right on, right on, right on. 8 minutes past 11. Nightline. We are going to open the lines because talking to Tom about kids, I suddenly realised that quite a few kids listen to Nightline under the covers and things.
Alan Hargreaves, Brian Hayes and myself, Adrian Love, had an argument, really kicked off Capital Open Line, and then Brian took over with a slightly harder, aggressive approach to phone-ins, and then I came in with my slightly quirky approach to radio conversation. I think that between the three of us, we've spanned a lot of the things you can do.
Adrian Love, son of musician Jeff Love, talking there on his Capital days. He was also on LBC at Radio 1 too.
It's B-15. It's Adrian Love.
Radio came to Scotland on the 6th of March 1923 as 5SC launched from a dusty attic in the showbiz corner of town. It was sixth in the very early string of tentative BBC local radio stations. And as with many of them, children's programming was quickly established on the schedule. In charge of that, and women's programming too, was Auntie Cyclone.
It was just a big room hung with grey curtains, which got awfully dirty after a while. And there was a wee corner window in the studio, and the engineers, there were no lights for the first two or three weeks, and the engineers would look through the window and thumbs up when to begin and thumbs down when to stop. It was all very, very primitive, very amateurish.
Kathleen Goscadden, otherwise known as Auntie Cyclone. The world's first and most famous jingle company launched this week 65 years ago. It was called PAMS, headed by the legendary Bill Meeks.
What had happened was I brought a group of musicians from WFAA to KLIF, and we were going to play a live broadcast with these live musicians. So we took these musicians over to KLIF, and in the course of everything else, and making jingles for the local advertisers like Clarin Winterman, Pawn Shop, all this sort of thing, while we made jingles for the radio station.
Happy 65th anniversary to PAMS, the company which was to bring us the first Radio 1 jingle package.
The voice of Radio 1!
And they also made a few early Radio 2 cuts as well.
Music smooth and sweet here on Radio 2.
And a few naughty early commercial radio stations dared to use that American company too, much to the annoyance of the regulator and the musicians' union.
The Northeast Sound.
So with John Holmes removed from Virgin Radio 12 years ago...
It's not more important than the horrors of trench warfare, though, is it?
The death of Tommy Vance, age 64, 11 years ago...
And welcome to listeners on VHF who've just joined Radio 1.
South Coast Radio launching on AM 25 years ago...
Light and easy...
The last DLT show on Classic Gold 14 years ago.
Classic Gold, home of the good times and great oldies.
Handel's Water Music, replacing Bo Bells as the opening theme for the BBC Home Service 53 years ago. And Bob FM taking over from Jack in the Home Counties 2 years ago.
Bob, 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 Bob.
Bob, 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 Bob.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio.